Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting U.S. President Barack Obama opens a nuclear security summit in Washington. Mr. Obama told the gathered leaders that the world is imperiled by North Korea's nuclear weapons development and the possibility that the Islamic State militant group could set off radioactive bombs. Delegations from 50 countries are attending the summit. Before the opening, Mr. Obama met with South Korean President Park Geun-hye and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe at the White House to discuss North Korea's nuclear and missile tests. Here's President Obama.
We are united in our efforts to deter and defend against North Korean provocations. We recognize that our security is linked, that we have to work together to meet this challenge.
The three leaders urged the international community to vigilantly enforce tougher UN sanctions against North Korea. North Korea was also at the top of the agenda when Mr. Obama met later with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Belgium's federal prosecutor says the main suspect in last November's terrorist attacks in Paris can be extradited to France. Authorities from the two countries will decide jointly how to proceed with the extradition of Salah Abdeslam. A car bomb attack Thursday in Turkey left 6 police officers dead and at least 23 people wounded. The blast took place in the Kurdish-majority city of Diyarbakir on Thursday. A spokeswoman for the presidential campaign of businessman Donald Trump told a CNN interviewer Thursday that the candidate misspoke when he suggested some form of punishment for women who have abortions. Trump's challengers for the Republican presidential nomination, Ohio Governor John Kasich and Texas Senator Ted Cruz, have criticized the remarks. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Commissioner described new allegations of sexual abuse against UN and French soldiers Thursday as sickening. Zaid Ra'ad al-Hussein said the matter would be fully investigated. AIDS-Free World, a U.S.-based nonprofit group that tracks peacekeeper sex abuse cases, said 3 girls told a UN human rights official that a French military commander had them, along with a 4th girl, stripped and forced to have sex with a dog while inside a military camp. A UN spokesman said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon was shocked to the core when he heard about the latest allegations. The International Criminal Tribunal for the former Yugoslavia acquitted Serbian ultranationalist leader Vojislav Šešelj Thursday on all 9 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity brought against him in connection with the Balkan Wars of the 1990s. The court then set Šešelj free.
Pour la majorité.
In the 2-1 ruling, the presiding judge said that Serbian plans to create a greater Serbia by uniting lands they considered Serb territory in Croatia and Bosnia were a political goal and not a criminal plan, as prosecutors alleged. The United Nations says the Syrian government is not allowing aid agencies to deliver life-saving humanitarian relief to hundreds of thousands of people living in several besieged areas in the country. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, is calling on the United States, Russia, and other nations of influence to pressure President Bashar al-Assad's government into giving UN agencies the green light to deliver this critical aid. He says the UN has succeeded in distributing aid to 150,000 people in 11 besieged cities since an agreement was worked out in Munich 6 weeks ago. Egeland says he fears the momentum after Munich, which has made these deliveries possible, is being lost. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The Party of Myanmar Democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi Thursday submitted a proposal in Parliament that would make her an official state advisor. That's a move that would allow her to play a dominant role in running the country. The bill would allow her to control and conduct the activities of all of the ministries. The measure is expected to easily pass the legislature. Amnesty International is accusing Qatar of using forced labor to build venues for the 2022 World Cup. In a report released Thursday, the London-based organization said it interviewed 132 workers at the Khalifa International Stadium, which is one of several being built to host the games. The workers, all migrants, reported abuse. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.